or enticing unlawful activity.
17 Republicans would have to join Democrats for a conviction. And San Francisco steps up efforts to reopen public schools.
The number of suicidal children in San Francisco has hit a record high that health experts there say is directly tied to school closures. Alarming testimony in the city's lawsuit seeking an emergency order against its school district to reopen.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. They put God and family first, where you can get home weekly, great benefits, and 401k that the company matches up to 4%, and you're automatically invested. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call them today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Not a very bright forecast for the next several days. Risk of rain just about every day, but at least we're avoiding the brutal winter weather the rest of the nation is enduring. Today, not as warm as it has been. Showers becoming likely, also some thunderstorms, especially this afternoon and this evening, and periods of rain tonight and Saturday. Tonight's low 51, high on Saturday upper 50s. We'll be in the mid-50s on Sunday, which is Valentine's Day. Risk of some leftover showers. And another storm system drenches us on Monday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Brubaker is celebrating President's Day with your freedom from high prices on cars, trucks, and SUVs. From our dealership to your driveway, it's better at Brubaker.com.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. An anonymous tip to Crime Stoppers led to the arrest of a juvenile after Monday's fire inside a Montgomery Walmart on Atlanta Highway. The juvenile is being charged with first-degree arson. The store had to be evacuated as firefighters responded to the scene. The COVID-19 vaccination clinic in Selma ended 2 days early after they went through the five-day supply of the Moderna vaccine in just 3 days. 5,000 people took advantage of this drive-through vaccination clinic this week in Selma. And we're just over a month away from the Montgomery Half Marathon, and there will be major changes to the race this year because of COVID-19. Race officials are limiting the number of runners, and there will be a rolling start to prevent a large gathering of people. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
This is Matt Woodham with Woodham Southside Firestone. As a businessman, you need to watch your advertising dollar. We've been using Blue Water Broadcasting for many years. Blue Water Broadcasting is the biggest bang for your buck. Blue Water Broadcasting and Woodham Southside Firestone, a great combination.
Most radio listening is done away from home and in the car, closest to your business and point of sale. Blue Water Broadcasting can grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage.
And I'm Madeline Cannon, and we understand what it means to serve. As children of military veterans, we are committed to providing our service members with the very best mortgage rates and experience.
Our community is full of veterans that would benefit from a VA interest rate reduction refinance loan, IRRL for short. For those veterans who currently have a VA loan, this program is reserved exclusively for you.
We can lower your rate and lower your payment with no appraisal or income documentation required. You'll even skip a month's payment. Maybe two.
An Army veteran purchased a home in Pike Road just over a year ago. We were able to drop her interest rate over a point and save her $418 a month with a VA interest rate reduction loan. Folks, if you have a VA loan, you owe it to yourself to pick up the phone.
Call Alabama Home Mortgage today at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. Call Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies.
NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Get a complete heating and cooling system for just $89 a month from Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Hurry and receive a $5 Starbucks gift card at your estimate. Visit calldixie.com today.
Call Dixie and it's done. License number 15033. texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply.
Come on, one more rep. You got this.
10. There it is. Nice work, man. You're a beast.
Thanks, man. I feel better than I have in years. And I got to tell you, taking Nugenix makes a huge difference for me.
Nugenix? That's the testosterone booster with TV ads with Frank Thomas. The big hurt, right?
Oh, yeah. The patented key ingredient is Testofen, which helps boost free testosterone levels and increase lean muscle mass.
Well, it's clearly working for you. Hey, are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try for themselves?
Yeah, Nugenix is a great way to increase lean muscle and feel stronger with more energy and endurance.
Man, I need to get a complimentary bottle of Nugenix.
No problem. You just got to send them a text. Text BELT to 42424 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of new Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help get you back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text BELT to 42424. That's BELT to 42424.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom and they can't take that away. There ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to LA, well, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say,
The Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
The market is down 48 points, and the temperature outside is 52 degrees. Let me bring in Mr. Producer himself, the one and only Joey Clark.
Hello.
How you doing today, big guy?
I'm all right. How are you?
It's Friday. I'm great.
Good.
I know you guys weren't watching it. I'm not sure if the audience saw any of this, but They just did a montage of Democrats using the word fight. Okay, so I'm leaving the house, and we're about a minute, 2 minutes into the fight montage. I get in the car, I drive to the station, and the fight montage is on all the way here, plus time in the parking lot. I got so sick of hearing the word fight.
Mm-hmm.
But they did make a good point with it. I want to see what the video looked like, because the first part looked pretty good. 272-9228, that's where we are. And you can get in Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket drawing. And that gift basket is $60 worth of goodies you put in there from Sweet Creek Farm Market. Also, a reminder, today is Legislators Roundtable. Will Barfoot and Reed Ingram will be joining us at 2 o'clock. Love these get-together. Have a lot to go over, too. A lot of stuff you guys need to know about that's kind of happening behind the scenes that you're not hearing about on the news. Imagine that. As I said yesterday, it's kind of like they went too far, the Dems did. And sure enough, that's what happened. They tried to make it where they went back in times, 6 months sometimes, and to try to put Trump at the scene of the crime of creating all this problem. And it's a total overreach. And when you go back and you look at the tape of them talking to the senators, what they were saying and what NBC News said were kind of two different things. It just fell flat. And we're going to get into the details of all that and some other things that are happening around there. But I want to start out with Senator John Kennedy, one of my absolute favorites, talking Neera Tanden, who is going to be the OMB director, or wants to be the OMB director. I'm not sure she's going to make it. Let's listen in.
Subject, I appreciate your answer. I have to tell you, I'm very disturbed about your personal comments about people. And it's not just one or two. I think you deleted about 1,000 tweets. And it wasn't just about Republicans. And I don't mind disagreements in policy. I think that's great. I love the dialectic. But the comments were personal. I mean, you call Senator Sanders everything but an ignorant slut.
That is not true.
And when you said these things, did you mean them?
I wouldn't have said ignorant.
Senator, I have to say, I deeply regret my comments.
I understand that, but
and
when
I
you said them, did
them.
You mean them? I understand you've taken them back, but did you mean them?
I'd say the discourse over the last 4 years on all sides has been incredibly polarized.
I'm asking about yours. Did you mean them?
I really feel badly about them, Senator.
Did you mean them?
I feel badly about them.
Did you mean them when you said them?
I mean, I would say social media is I've
did you mean them when
discourse.
You said them?
I feel terribly about them.
Did you mean them when you said them, or were you not telling the truth?
I mean, I feel badly. I look back at them. I said them. I feel badly about them. I deleted tweets over
are you saying that because you want to be confirmed?
No, I felt badly about them. And
did you mean them when you said them?
Senator, I must have meant them, but I really regret them.
I want the record to reflect that I did not call Senator Sanders an ignorant slut.
Okay. I don't know how I should take that, Senator Kennedy.
I want to tell you something. Last night when I first saw this, I was rolling on the floor.
This is my favorite clip of the week, and my favorite part is where you can hear Lindsey Graham as quick as I wouldn't have said ignorant.
Oh, my goodness. I thought that would kind of make you guys Friday a little bit better, but that is so vintage. John Kennedy.
God, great.
And I wouldn't have said. Unbelievable. That was so good.
Goodness.
Yeah, I was coming through some clips and got to that one. So, all right, John Kennedy got to hear this. And then, I mean, I fell over belly laughing about that and had to watch it again and again and again. And if you can see his mannerism, he's got his glasses off and he puts his, you know, one in his glass and in his mouth. You can tell that pondering attorney deal. And she's stuck. She knows she's stuck. And it's going to be interesting to see what the vote's going to be on this whole thing.
Of all the nominees, I think she could go down because she is such, well, she'll probably get through because she's such a power player in the Democratic Party. And a good way, she's part of Democrat Inc. She's such a corporate Dem.
She is.
Ugh.
Well, Bernie Sanders kind of beat her up a little bit day before yesterday, too.
Sure.
Saying that we're not at the same cause here.
Yeah.
And she's more of what you described as Democrat Inc. Yeah. Versus that far left liberal persuasion of things, but I don't know. She may have some problems here. You never know. Let's do this. There's an interesting piece that was on CBS this morning. I love this kind of stuff, by the way. The Russians outsmarted the Department of Homeland Security cyber attack detection program. Now, this is, you guys don't know this about me, but this is right in my sweet spot. I love stories like this. Listen in.
All right, this week 60 Minutes investigates the largest cybersecurity breach of federal systems in U.S. history. And investigators believe Russia is behind the massive hack that hit several federal agencies, including the Treasury, Commerce, and Justice Departments. More than 18,000 organizations were affected globally by a cyber attack that may have gone on for months. Bill Whitaker shows us the grave threat that continues.
The Department of Homeland Security spent billions on a program called Einstein to detect cyber attacks on government agencies. The Russians outsmarted it. They circumvented the NSA, which gathers intelligence overseas, but is prohibited from surveilling U.S. computer networks. So the Russians launched their attacks from servers set up anonymously in the United States.
This hack happened on American soil. It went through networks based in the United States. Are our defense capabilities constrained?
U.S. intelligence community, U.S. Department of Defense, can suggest what the intentions of other nations are based upon what they learn in their rightful work overseas, but they can't turn around and focus their unblinking eye on the domestic infrastructure. That winds up making it more difficult for us.
Okay, so they're looking at things overseas. Nobody's looking. They're not looking at things in the U.S., but is DOJ, FBI looking at things in the U.S.? And or is that under the surveillance of Americans, and so therefore, yeah, you can't do it without having a particular search warrant, which in a way I kind of hope it is that way. But listen to what the remedy is for this and then how big this is.
He says history shows that once inside a network, the Russians are a stubborn adversary.
It's hard to kind of get something like this completely out of the system, and they certainly don't understand all the places that it's gone to, all of the manifestations of where this virus, where this software still lives. And that's going to take some time. And the only way you'll have absolute confidence that you've gotten rid of it is to get rid of the hardware, to get rid of the systems.
Wow. So unless you get rid of all the computers and all the computer networks, you will not be sure that you have gotten this out of the systems.
You will not be.
I mean, think about that.
Yeah.
Get rid of all the computers and all the computer networks. The president of Microsoft told Bill that he thinks 1,000 Russian engineers worked on this project. And what's haunting now is everybody seems to know that they surveilled our agencies. They were inside looking around.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What comes next?
Yeah.
Now that they know what they know, will there be a follow-up attack?
So, they got to dump all the hardware? I assume they have backups for everything they've already done before this, but how do they know?
Given how out front they're being about this, I'd imagine they're more ahead of it than that gentleman's letting on, is what I would suspect.
Let me go to a break. Ellis, coming back to you after this.
may not know whether he's coming or going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Come on, boy, finish your business, and we'll get you back inside.
Hey, neighbor, trouble with those allergies again?
Yep, tried just about everything, but he's still scratching all day, every day. Feels so bad for the little guy.
Happened to us not long ago. Randy at Prattville Farm Center recommended Victor dog food. No corn, wheat, gluten, or soy. Plus, it's cheaper than the food I was buying across town.
Happy allergy-free dogs eat Victor dog food from Prattville Farm Center. 1154 South Memorial Drive, 365-5400.
Allstate Now has deeper savings, and deeper savings require deep thoughts and a deep voice, like mine. Save for being a new customer. Save more for adding DriveWise, and save even more for driving safely. Visit Allstate.com or contact your local agent for a quote today. As someone once said, saving today is money tomorrow. That's deep.
Not available in every state. New customer savings based on early signing discount. Drive-bys is an optional feature. Savings vary based on how you buy. Subject to terms and conditions. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Northbrook, Illinois.
All roofing companies slow down in February and March. But you know what? The good folks at C&G Roofing, my friends George, are going to do something very special for you. They're going to save you some money. $250 credit toward your deductible and or the new shingles on your roof. Right now is a good time to do it before, you know, summer gets here, and then everybody's going to be busy. Call them today, won't you? 313-3958, or Google them at C&G Roofing. 313-3958. Save some money today.
Hey, folks, this is Jody.
And Kothy Wolf from American Oak and More, Wolf Boys Bedding.
And the Rustic Furniture Outlet. When the COVID crisis started, we knew we had two choices. We could either shut down and go home or keep our doors open, continue advertising, and keep doing business.
Our decision to keep it all going was a good one. Business has been great, and we want to thank you and Blue Water Broadcasting for helping us get through this difficult time.
If you're a local business, 93% of your customers listen to radio every week. Reach customers where they are. Radio. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Live local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
What would you do if I sang?
The Dan Morris Show.
Would you stand up and walk out on me? Lend me your ears and I'll sing you a song.
And I'll try not to sing out of key. 272-9228. Yeah, and you gotta do the Joe Cocker from Woodstock. Alice, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Okay, Dan, so Senator Kennedy wasn't calling him ignorant? Did I get that right?
Yeah, there you go. That was actually Lindsey Graham that made the comment.
Yeah, don't you just love the little socialists? You ask them a question, they never really straight out answer it.
Yeah, that was a priceless exchange. She was so uncomfortable in her skin, it was unbelievable.
And I love that he kept hammering it, you know, just keep repeating it over and over, over and over, just to get on in their last nerve, you know.
Well, and he's right. I mean, people, and hopefully this whole impeachment stuff and the fight things, people are going to be a little more cautious about what they say, because when you listen to some of the things that people say, it is unbelievable.
What about Nikki Judas Iscariot Haley? What's up with her?
I didn't see that.
Oh, yeah. We covered it earlier. She did an interview with Politico where she said Trump led us down the wrong road. He kind of betrayed the cause. Now, there are good parts of Trump, and I know people love him, but we got to take the good and get rid of the bad and have an effective party. It was very much separating herself from what happened on January 6th and trying to pave her own path. I don't think it's going to play well with Trump.
Yeah, I tell you, these people like the congressman from Illinois, I mean, when he came out and said, who's your biggest target? And he said, Matt Gaetz. I mean, he didn't wait a second for it. And that isn't going to get you anywhere, I'm telling you.
So how many times did the rooster crow, people, before you turned on the President of the United States?
There you go.
That story sounds a little familiar to me. Let's see. Could it be Jesus back in the day?
Yeah, three times.
and coins, gold, was thrown at him to betray him with a kiss.
With a kiss.
Yeah, well, they're portraying him with the... Well, I won't say it. Anyway, y'all have a good day. God bless you. God bless America, and let's pray for a better day.
There you go. You have a great weekend.
You too, man. Bye.
David, welcome aboard the Damo Show.
Hey, Dan. How are you doing?
I'm really good. How are you today?
Good. So the big question is, with this Russian hack, were these actual government hackers backed by Putin, or was this Russian mob hackers?
They think it's Russian government hackers.
Okay. Yeah, because I know that, you know, most of the Russian mob moved their hacking operations into China about 5-6 years ago. I think they were under pressure, actually, by Putin and the government because of some of the heat that was being brought down on them by the Russian mob hackers. So, and a lot of people don't realize the Russians are the best hackers on the planet.
Yeah, they
are. Bar none.
Yeah, and you can do a lot of damage without having to spend a lot of money.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, a lot of the guys that are hacking, at least for the Russian mob, were former people with PhDs that worked for the Russian government years ago and basically, you know, were just barely getting by working for the government. And so the mob came in and said, hey, we'll pay you, you know, six figures, you know, and all this, and, you know, you can work for us. And so a lot of them, you know, did quit working for the government and actually went to work for the mob. And they, at least from what I've read, they're probably even better hackers than the government hackers are, simply because of their background.
Yeah, it is certainly a business, without a doubt.
Oh, big business. You know, absolutely huge. And you know this. How much money is stolen by them from U.S. banks on an annual basis that's never, ever reported to the public, you know, in the billions of dollars. So,
yeah, but let me tell you, it is so bad, David, is that some companies are just writing it off as a operating expense.
Yeah, I mean, what are you going to do? You know, I mean, it's, you really can't do anything about it. The government really can't do anything about it, so... You know, you really have no choice but to write it off and just take it as a loss, you know, more or less.
Yeah, so, oh no, that's what you're doing, but it's happening so much, it's part of a business expense.
Right, and now, of course, you have the Chinese doing the same thing. And, you know, also you have the Iranians, you have the North Koreans, so, and, you know, I've even read where they've got operations now down in Mexico with the... drug cartels that are getting into hacking big time. So, you know, it's definitely keeping defense people and DOJ and Homeland Security busy, that's for sure.
Here's some crack and we'll look at your Facebook page.
Yeah, exactly. So, anyway, have a good one, Dan.
Thanks, David. Have a great weekend. News on 93.1, Dan Moore Show, going to be back with Smokin' Otis after this.
Out of tune, would you stand up and walk out on? Lend me your ears and I'll sing you a song. I will try not to sing out of key. Yeah.
The Dan Morris Show.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
With WOW Internet, your home is more than just a home. It can be your office. And also a school. And a gym. And a store. A movie theater. A bar. You need speed and reliability to do it all. Sign up for Super Fast Internet 100 for a crazy low $29.99 a month and get more out of your connection. Plus, double the speed for just $5 more. Sign up today at Huawei.com.
Wow.
Limited to new customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Restrictions and terms apply. Offer subject to change. Contact WOW for full details.
Don't miss the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Laughs, fun, and some priceless financial advice from Montgomery's premier asset preservationist. Weeknights at 6 on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
I'm Wiley Dempsey. I own Carter's World here in Montgomery. I've been here for over 10 years. We recently moved across town to 6383 Atlanta Highway. Without Blue Water, we wouldn't be able to be as successful as we are. They got the message out to thousands of people.
If you're a local business, 93% of your customers listen to radio every week. Reach customers where they are. Radio. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Walk-On's Bistro and Bar. Game day with a taste of Louisiana. Cajun cuisine, cocktails, and games on the big screen. Walk-On's Bistro and Bar, located on East Chase Parkway in Montgomery.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Not a very bright forecast for the next several days. Risk of rain just about every day, but at least we're avoiding the brutal winter weather the rest of the nation is enduring. Today, not as warm as it has been. Showers becoming likely, also some thunderstorms, especially this afternoon and this evening, and periods of rain tonight and Saturday. Tonight's low 51, high on Saturday, upper 50s. We'll be in the mid-50s on Sunday, which is Valentine's Day. Risk of some leftover showers, and another storm system drenches us on Monday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo here with Capital Tractor. When there's work to do, ground to break, earth to move, and a reputation to uphold, you can count on durable Kubota equipment. Built right, built ready. Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage. Together we do more.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
The Dan Morris Show.
Have you guys had some big plans for the weekend? Not sure what I'm going to do with myself. Football is void. Duke is losing, so I'm not sure where to put my audience here. Let's go to Smokin' Otis. Smokin' Otis, welcome aboard the Demo Show on Friday, TGIF edition.
TGIF indeed, Dan-O. Happy Friday to you guys.
Happy Friday to you.
Yes, sir. I want to start off first by asking about Big Bird. Have you heard anything about him?
Yeah, he called in the next day and said surgery went great, and they sent him home the next day, believe it or not.
Wow.
He had texted me on a personal basis and said, they call me Iron Man. And so he's doing really well.
Good deal, man. I've been praying hard for that man and been praying for you too, brother.
Well, I appreciate that. That means a lot to me.
Well, I believe in the power of prayer, brother.
Absolutely. Couldn't have done it the first time without it.
Absolutely. It's a good thing to carry with you all the time.
Yep.
Let me ask you about this next step. If they don't impeach old Trump this time, what is this 14th Amendment they talking about?
They don't have a prayer of getting this thing done. Not a prayer.
Yeah. Well, they're going to attempt whatever the 14th Amendment is, I'm not...
Well, it's taking someone out of office because they're not capable of handling it, but he's not in office. Now, it was... Nancy Pelosi did set this thing up where this committee that she created could make a judgment call, but I don't see how you stretch it to somebody who's not president of the United States.
Yeah, I was just kind of curious about that. They just asked that man whatever they can do, just throwing them out there and see what's going to stick.
Well, I tell you one thing, it's not working for them. When you look at some of the new polling that's out there, this is not working for them at all. The Democrats, particularly the Democrat members of Congress, are really dropping to the floor here. There was one poll I saw is, why do you give them such a low rating? I think was the question. And the number one answer was that they put their party above country.
Yeah.
So the Republicans need to hone that argument through and through. You're putting party before country.
Well, we need to unite is what the Republicans need to do, and I don't see any unification anywhere up there. But if they would all get on the same page and have a couple of cojones amongst the two of them, maybe they'd get something done, you know?
Well, I think this vote could be kind of interesting to see what happens with it if these the five that voted on the first go-around, do they stay with it? I'm telling you, Mitt Romney's got to be feeling some pressure. I know Mitt Romney is a man of integrity, but, you know, when you listen to this defense in the impeachment article and what they did, it's nothing but political, and Mitt Romney needs to understand what it's for. It's not because Trump did something bad. It's because the Democrats hate him.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. That's the only reason they went through all this stuff is they just hate that man.
Yep.
And I just don't understand it. But anyway, he's gonna come out of this and smelling better than he did when he went in, I believe.
Well, I hope so, and I think that the Team Trump is gonna have a very short day today. It may close it out today.
Well, that's what I'm looking forward to. I'm not listening to any of it. I'm just gonna wait for the verdict and see where it falls.
No need for you to listen to it. We'll let you know if there's something we think is big.
Yep, I turn to you guys anyway. That's where I get my news from, and you make it so clear to us all out there, man. We really appreciate it.
Well, I appreciate the kind words.
You enjoy both. Oh, and one other thing before I go, I want to tell Joey that my wife made the first move, and 43, almost 44 years later, here we are, brother.
I love it. I love it.
She made the first move.
It was love at first sight, man. So 43 years later, here we are.
There you go. So she moved on you, huh?
Yep, that's right. Well, pitch me in the drawings for this week, Dan, if you don't mind.
Give me your month and day of birth.
Yes, sir. 5/10. I'd like to get in on Sweet Creek today and Morris Corporation the South next week.
You're in, buddy.
I appreciate y'all all.
Thanks, Smoking Otis.
Y'all have a good weekend.
Ta-ta.
Yeah, with the Bumble IPO today, which is blowing up. Bumble is a dating site that if you're, you know, a man seeking a woman or a woman seeking a man, the women have to start the engagement. Like, because in a lot of dating sites, women are just inundated with men messaging them. So they have to pick through the men on the site and be the first one to reach out. So I brought up, hey, this happened to any of y'all in the actual world, not the virtual world. I guess the case is true for Smoking Otis, and it worked out.
Smoking Otis carrying the water. This one's kind of interesting. Jonathan Turley, who I have a lot of respect for, is going to be talking about Cuomo's problem. Now, before we play this clip, nothing on ABC, nothing on NBC, nothing on CBS. Yesterday when I got home, phone was blowing up, turn in, and I'm seeing the breaking news where Cuomo's executive assistant secretary basically said in a conference call, yes, we did jimmy the numbers on here, and we knew they were wrong. And all hell broke out. And the New York Post did a big story on it, and it leaked and came out yesterday. None of the networks are playing anything about it. Now, some of the local, you know, WABC, WNBC, they're playing something, but the networks are playing nothing on this. And this thing is really big. In other words, they intentionally changed the numbers so they wouldn't be held responsible. Listen to Jonathan Turley.
The New York Republican Party is saying that this was premeditated and willful violation of state laws and what clearly amounts to a federal obstruction of justice. Obviously, the governor will want to defend himself, but how do you see it?
Well, I think we have to be very cautious when we talk about criminal acts when you have the withholding of information, either in the federal or the state governments. These type of tension exists between the two branches. What you have to look for is whether anyone made false statements to the federal government or to the state legislature that might constitute a crime. And then secondarily, you can look at whether there is impeachable conduct. In New York, it's as difficult to impeach someone as it is in the federal government. I think the only time it's happened might have been in 1913 with William Sulzer. I think that was the only governor that has been successfully removed. But that, of course, goes to a different set of standards. That is, whether what the governor is accused of doing warrants his removal. But we have to be cautious on the criminal side. We really need to see a clear or a strong criminal allegation that usually involves false information or the withholding of evidence or destruction of evidence, and we haven't seen that yet.
This is absolutely remarkable. I mean, out of all the crap that Andrew Cuomo did, blaming Trump, blaming everybody but himself, Secretary basically admits, yes, we did stack the numbers here. We changed them. So, because we didn't know what was going to happen in the investigation and things like that. I mean, talk about obstruction of justice. This is incredible. The other outlet that has done nothing about this is New York Times. They have not said one single word about King Andrew in this whole thing. People died in New York. There were another 6,000 people that died that were from nursing homes who died of COVID. And the whole thing is he forced them to put the nursing home patients or put patients with COVID in nursing homes. And he just ran through there. And he said a couple of days ago, well, we did not have the highest number of deaths in nursing homes. Well, you did if you include the ones you didn't include in the beginning and do it correctly. Jonathan Turley on Cuomo's defense and standard of proof to impeach him.
So what he argued then, this is late March, is that you had to open up space in the hospitals for more patients to come in. And that's why the order went out. I guess you could argue negligence, but then could he come back and say we knew so we knew so little about it then? To which others could argue, well, if we trusted your view a year ago, how can we trust your view on COVID a year later? If you don't know what you're talking about then, how do you know what you're talking about now?
Well, I think there's ample room here for possible condemnation. I mean, there's been long-standing complaints about the governor's decisions with nursing homes, decisions that may indeed have cost a great number of lives. The question is whether that is a political matter that might go to impeachment or to the next election, or whether it's a criminal matter. And on the criminal side, it's we have to look for what the governor's staff actually told federal and state committees, investigators, and agencies. Those can trip wires for criminal conduct, but we just have to be cautious. We have to see that evidence.
Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Oz. Oz, welcome to the Dan Moore Show.
Hey, Dan, how are you, man?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. I travel around the state a lot. I'm in South Alabama, and I'm listening to you on TuneIn now, but in South Alabama, I pick up a show occasionally, but I was listening to everything yesterday. And it all comes back to there are people in Washington and there are people with Antifa and BLM that have a lot of money in their pockets right now, because we know there was evidence that there was planning of the riots going on prior to the riot, 2 weeks ahead of time. I don't have any doubt that there were people on those steps instigating the riot that were paid by Democrats. I have no doubt.
Well, it didn't necessarily have to be paid by Democrats. There are some other people that have vested interests in this.
Well, all right, let's say that. Anybody that's an enemy of Trump, let's put it that way.
Okay.
Because they're trying to find any way to smear him and smear his presidency. And now there are some numbers coming out that Trump had thrown out when he was in his presidency was last year that were true, and the media actually said it was false. So things are coming to light slowly. I don't think this impeachment, I think it's just a show, but what it's just, it bothers me that there's so many people that manipulate the system, trying to hurt people and not trying to get the truth. And there's so many people that believe what they hear and don't do any research to know the truth or try to find out the truth. How far do you think it's going to go? Do you think there's going to finally be people that are exposed within the next year?
Well, first of all, let me say, God, I hope so.
Right.
Matter of fact, there was a an article I'm trying to pull up. I thought I had it loaded because I was going to print it out and have Joey read it. There, something just new came to light in the Washington Post, and I was kind of shocked that this ended up in the Washington Post. And it would be best if I had the article in my hand, but maybe basically there's a Navy intelligence officer who was one of the chief operating people with this whole thing. He had been there, lives in Virginia, had been there, had met with the Proud Boys and some other groups as an ad hoc group, had guns, had ammo, had plans, had it all laid out. And he is one of the big targets of this investigation. His excuse is he never went into the Capitol. Security intel saying, doesn't matter, you were coordinating it. Now, I'll try to pull the article up here and have Joey read it, but that was one of those slips that it was in the Washington Post, but I think somebody slipped up and they didn't realize what they were writing when they wrote the story. And to me, and I said on the, I think the second day, is that, you know, this looked too planned, and they, it's very easy for the CIA and or former CIA operational people to get folks and say, why don't you go and do this? We'll help you out. And get right. The right people in place, get them with the right mission, and you take the west side, you take the north side, you take the south side. And they don't necessarily know each other, but they are working as a team on each of their units. Very, remember, we said really early on, there were military tactics, military signs. They were using walkie-talkies, two-way communication devices. You don't show up from a Trump rally to the Capitol in helmet and body armor.
That's right. That shows that there was in-depth planning and an attempt to make this into a situation.
Well, what would be really good is if, because, see, this is what I thought all along. I think what they did is they took advantage of Trump doing the rally. They knew it was going to be big. They knew they were going to go up to the Capitol. And all they did is they got in front of it, and at the right time, they broke into the Capitol. Some people got caught up with that and came into the Capitol with them. But you look at the the video that the Dems are playing. These guys are basically, they're pretty damn organized. I'm kind of surprised they didn't know where the Senate was, but that may have been plausible deniability.
I don't know.
Oops, lost it. Let me go to a break. Dan Moore Show back after this.
Whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Alabama weather will never fail to surprise you. Our lawns hardly get a chance to have any downtime. And as usual, it's already time to start getting ready for spring. This year, save the hard work and aggravation and call Alabama Lawns, the River Region's leader in weed control and fertilization services. What makes Alabama Lawns the River Region's best? It's the people. They have the experience, education, and commitment to customer satisfaction. Ask your neighbors. Alabama Lawns has been the Montgomery Advertiser's Reader's Choice Award winner 9 years in a row. The Alabama Lawns staff is made up of long-term employees and agronomy graduates, and the staff at Alabama Lawns attend annual continuing education classes. It pays to have someone that knows southern grass types and how to keep them green and flourishing. Call Alabama Lawns today at 272-7171 and let them show you real value in a lawn maintenance service. Alabama Lawns, the company with black trucks and green lawns. 272-7171.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
The Dan Morris Show.
Two seven two 9228. That's where we are on a Friday. Before we go to Pam, let me remind you about Mortgage Corporation South, 5679000. They did my home on a personal basis, wrapped in a whole bunch of different loans, got a great rate, great price, taking the money that's the difference and investing it. And it is working out extremely well. So I'm glad I'm in the society of pay yourself first. Save money, give them a call, 5679000, particularly if you have a VA loan. Conventional FHA, they are okay also. New construction, looking to buy a new home, 5679000. Mortgage Corporation of the South, NMLS number 232876, an equal housing lender. Pam, how are you today?
Hey, I'm good, Dan Morris. How are you and Joey?
Good.
Good.
Good. I wanted to call and wish you all a happy Valentine's Day weekend.
Oh, thank you.
And you're welcome. And I wanted to let you know that we have so many beautiful, wonderful Valentine things at Publix. We have flowers. We have steaks that are shaped in the shape of hearts. We have all kinds of candies and delicious, yummy, delicious food in our bakery. So, and then we have sales all over Publix. Well, but mainly I wanted to wish y'all a very happy Valentine's Day weekend.
Pam, guess what? Guess whose birthday is Valentine's Day?
Is it yours? You know, I heard that the other day. I did. Happy birthday to you already. Oh, I'm so glad I called now so I can wish you. And my daughter is going to be 31 the day before, tomorrow.
Ah.
So happy birthday to you. Oh, I'm so glad I called now for sure.
Thanks, Pam.
So, you're a very sweetheart.
There you go. That's what half of the people say. Other half go, yeah. I tell you something you guys do well is, and do you have them this year, the chocolate-covered strawberries?
Oh, they're so good. I got my daughter some yesterday and took them to her work as an early birthday, and she said they were delicious.
Yeah, they were really good. I had some last year, and they were like, I bit into it, and you had to kind of break through the chocolate, and when I get to the strawberry, it went juice all over the place. Yeah.
But it was, they're so big, but they're so good, are they?
They really are.
Well, you have a very happy birthday, too. I'm so glad I did call. And so, yes, y'all have a great weekend, and you have the happiest of birthdays, and I'm still praying for you all the time. I love to hear you all the time. So, y'all have a great weekend. And can I get in on your Sweet Creek Sterling and Mortgage Corporation of South.
Pam, give me your month and day of birth.
11/22.
Pam, you're in, my dear.
Thank you so much, and y'all have a great weekend. I forgot to say this last time when I called, but I'll try to remember every time. And go Trump and roll tide.
Thanks, ma'am.
Have a great day. Thank you. Bye.
Wayne, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Sir Dan.
Wayne, where have you been, buddy?
Oh, here and there and a little bit of everywhere.
Do you have pontoons? Are you putting pontoons on your lawnmowers?
I've been working for about 20 years on a hover mower.
Ah, I like that.
I haven't perfected it yet. But it would be nice in these kind of conditions, that's for sure.
Well, you remember my yard is like Lake Superior out there today.
It is a water magnet.
It really is.
It's got some water there, no doubt. Well, you sound great, Dan.
Well, thank you. I look awful, but yeah. I feel good.
Really?
Well, we're getting to the hair loss stage and things like that.
I got you. Well, I'm glad you're battling, and it sounds like it's going well, and you're nothing but positive thoughts your way, sir.
Well, thank you. How's hunting season been for you?
Hunting season was great. Saw a number of animals, got to take a trip down to Texas and hunted with my buddies from out west, and that was a lot of fun. So it was an eventful season.
Who are you hunting for in Texas? Mule deer or what?
No, there's a special draw hunt. You have to put in for it and draw a tag, and it's bow hunting only on a national wildlife refuge, and there's several of them.
Ooh.
Several of the different refuges they hold these controlled hunts on, and with your tag, you can take a white-tailed deer, either buck or doe. You can take a feral hog, or you can take what has become a nuisance animal in Texas, a nilgai.
What in the heck is that?
A nilgai is in the antelope family. The bulls are probably about the size of an elk, 600 to 800 pounds.
What?
You can take a calf or a cow or a bull. Really unique look and coloring. They've got kind of a bluish color. In fact, they're referred to as blue bulls. But as the story goes, one of the tall fence ranches down there, maybe the King Ranch, did some research and brought these animals in from India because of their resilience. It's just such a foreboding land down there in southwest Texas. It doesn't bite you, it sticks you. So anyway, they bring these things in. They're going to raise them for meat, and they are very, very good table fare.
Where did the herd get away from them?
Who knows, a tree fell or a storm or whatever. Anyway, the fence came down, and nilgai got out. And now there are more nilgai in Texas than there are in India. And so
it's that Texas air down there, you know? And they probably had some Tito vodka that they were doing shooters with.
I'll tell you what else I saw down there. You couldn't go 100 yards without seeing a Trump sign.
Oh, really?
Now, I was in southwest Texas, I guess the closest big city may have been McAllen.
Yeah, you're in the middle of nowhere.
Oh, yeah.
The only thing there are people coming over the border to see us.
We stayed in the big city of Raymondville, Texas.
Oh, boy.
And we're about, maybe 10 miles from...
You know, by the way, when you're hunting hogs with a bow, when you shoot them, all you do is you make them mad.
Well, it's all about shot play.
Yeah, there you go. If you hit him in the head the right place, you got it.
And
right behind the collar.
Isn't that the case with everything? It's all about where you place the shot.
There you go.
So, awfully good to hear you put me in for Sweet Creek and Mortgage Corporation, if you will.
Give me month and day.
6/26.
You're in, my friend. Got to go. Top of the hour break is here.
I'm ready to see you. You get some time, give me a yell.
You got it. Top of the hour break coming up. Be back after this.
Dan Morris Show.